bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
There's been a lot of talk lately about gun bans, naturally, in the wake of what happened last week. And like every other American, my heart goes out to the families who have had to experience this tragedy so close to Christmas. And I'm not one of those people who admonishes any American for bringing up the issue of gun bans and the Second Amendment in the wake of a tragedy like this. I think it's natural and normal. And I think it is an opportunity to discuss this issue openly. I wanted to have my two cents as someone who was formerly anti-gun and formerly anti-Second Amendment. Yes, not anymore, but I used to be. And one of the things I used to say, and I hear a lot of people saying about modern weaponry, is, look, you don't need an assault rifle or a machine gun to take down a bear or a lion or whatever you're taking down in modern America. And that's true, but it's also a mistake to believe that the Second Amendment was made for hunters. It has nothing to do with hunting at all, the Second Amendment. It has absolutely nothing to do with hunting. It has to do with freedom and what the ability to brandish a weapon means to your freedom. Because your freedom needs to be protected. And how do you protect freedom? Well, let's just think about the last group of people in this country who are forbidden from owning guns. That would be black people. Why? Because we were slaves. And what would happen if you gave a slave a gun? Well, they would no longer be a slave. Right? Because a gun is one of the most powerful weapons in any revolution. Our founding fathers knew that, and that's why they enshrined it in our Constitution. They were revolutionaries. And they wanted the people to have the freedom to rise up against any oppressive government, just like they did with theirs. It's what keeps a society free, because when a government knows that its citizens can rise up against it, well, they're a little less inclined to enslave its population. It's why every dictator in modern history has begun with a gun ban in their country under the auspices of protection and safety. But what it did was disarm the citizenry. Do we have a government that we need to revolt against right now, physically speaking? Well, no. But that doesn't mean we never will. That doesn't mean some of us won't ever be enslaved again. I hear Democrats talk all the time about specific conservatives or Republicans. If they get into office, they'll send us back to Jim Crow. They want to put you all back in chains. Well, if you don't want that to happen, then don't support a gun ban. You can ban guns, but you can never ban evil. The best we can do is to tell our children, I will do everything in my power to protect you from evil, even if it means blowing its head off when it walks through the door.
Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Freedom!
never sounded so good.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
All right, I'm sorry. I know I've been gone for a while, and I've been hearing about it, but, you know, duty calls. There's some things that I've had to do, and it's been fun. Welcome to The Shooting Bench, 22nd of July. It's a, and for those of you that are new to the show, Wednesdays we start a little late. I've got some obligations with Boy Scouts and whatnot that I have to take care of, so I can't get here on time, so we just decided to start the show a little later on Wednesdays. Normally it's at 8 o'clock Pacific time. On Wednesdays it's at 8:30. So there you have it. A lot of stuff going on. Lots and lots of stuff going on right now. And we're going to try to squeeze as much of that in tonight as we can. And none of it's good. Imagine my surprise that none of it's good. No, we don't have good news. And I don't know what Amy's going to do when she comes back tomorrow. There's just not enough good news for her to have a show. I don't know what's going to happen. But she'll probably find something. She's probably going to have to fill it with recipes and planting radishes or something. I don't know what's going to go on. But I'll help her find something there. I had a... we'll get into some of the more serious stuff here in a few minutes. But one of the things that I did last night... And the reason that I... And thank you, guys. It's good to be back. I appreciate all that. One of the things that I did last night was... you know, when we go out... When the young women go out with... do their camp, you know, there has to be a at least one man out there in case something happens. And so they wanted me to be out there last night because... They also wanted me to do a couple of classes for them. So had a great dinner, stood around, had one of the old-timers here, just a heck of a nice guy. He sat around there and played guitar and told stories and sang some songs that he actually wrote. He said he's wrote about 75 different songs, and that was a lot of fun. And then we did kind of a night land navigation class. I don't know if you go quite that far as to call it that, but we talked about finding your way by the stars. We might go into that a little bit later on after I blow up here and go on an unprecedented rant here in a little bit. And then this morning, before I left, we had a knife sharpening class. So that was pretty fun. And they had, and then it was weird. And whether it's more than a coincidence or not, I don't know. I don't want to cinch my tinfoil hat down too tight here. But it seemed kind of weird that our internet was down for 3 or 4 days. There's a couple of people here who said 5 days. And that was bad enough. And they claimed that it was a gunshot out hit one wire. They said there was some BBs, apparently from a shotgun, that was in one line out there that shut down, you know, most of Arizona, or all of northern Arizona anyway. And I don't know how widespread it was around here, but it was a lot. Well, come to find out, Doc said down in Mississippi that his went out about the same time, and it was out for about the same length of time. And then I found out Concretan's was down for the same length of time. Then I found out one of the legislators that I keep tabs on, that I keep in contact with up in Washington, he'd been having internet trouble. So that seems a little odd to me that all this happened for that period of time. But what it did do, it was great, except for the fact that I couldn't get on the air. It was great. We had no cell phone, we had no internet, and the landlines was down for a while. So it was interesting that B2 Basic, God bless you, sweetheart. I'm glad you're doing so well. I'm happy to hear that. Good girl. The Yakima Glock, did you quit smoking too? That's what I'm getting from your post there. Don't pull my leg now. But yeah, I saw Mouse 80. I saw, and welcome. I'm glad you made it in tonight. I saw where they said some 9mm casings had been found around there. I didn't find any place where it said that it actually hit anything, but they did find some 9mm casings. So I don't know if they hit anything or not. But anyway, yeah, B2 Basic. You do, when you stop smoking, you do have to work on trying not to. Not to eat to make up for the smoke, and that happens to a lot of people. So stay active and eat healthy, and it'll go away, and you'll deal with it. Yakima Glock, outstanding. Good job. I'm tickled to death. You guys are so awesome up there. For those of you that don't know, we have been pretty much invaded and taken over here by Washington people on the chat room. We've got Yakima Glock, B2 Basic, Tampico Scout, and Eddie Crump, and who else do we have out there? There's several other ones. We used to have, I don't know what happened to her. We had Amanda Bryant for a while, and I don't know what happened to her. We haven't seen her on Facebook or here, either one. So D. Schutz is I believe from Washington also. We've got a bunch of them. They've pretty much taken over our chat room here. Eddie Crump, it looks like the whole cotton picking bunch of them up there has quit smoking. I didn't remember you smoking. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now you pulling my leg. So the reason this was kind of a good deal to me is hopefully it has impressed upon these cotton picking people around here the importance of communications. Everybody thinks it's neat and it's cool and yeah, I need to get a radio, but they can't get it on their high enough up on their priority list. And I'm hoping that this maybe, see, we didn't have any, couldn't get on to do the show, couldn't get online, but, we had the radios, we've got good communications for several miles around here, and it just wasn't that big a deal unless I had to go out of town or something. So I'm going to just tell you straightforward, and I've told you this before, and I'll probably tell you. I don't know which one would be the most important where on your priority list here, whether it's weapons, communications, or food and water, or medical supplies. So being as how I can't figure that out, let's just work on all of them as hard as you can. But communication is, you know, nobody thinks about that. As long as the phones work and the internet's up and all that, it's not a big deal, because we can use Zello and we text and we get on Facebook and use Messenger and we do all this stuff, and it seems like a normal way of life. But I tell you what, when the balloon goes up here and the grid goes down, we experienced around here in a very large area pretty much what's going to happen. Now, what about the radios? Well, the radios, there's several ways we can keep those going. We got generators, we got solar panels. You know, there's ways to keep them going. But the mouse lady, good. Glad to hear that. There's a number of different things. I'm still a big fan of CB. Big fan. I'm a big fan of redundancy in communications. I'm a big fan of redundancy in knives. I'm a big fan of redundancy of flashlights. I'm a big fan of redundancy of guns. I think redundancy is just a wonderful thing. You can say that again. So, there you have it. All right. Now, there's a number of things here that have really ticked me off, and all of you know what we're talking about here. After the shooting out in Chattanooga, 5 service members now dead, 4 Marines and a sailor. And I don't even know where to start. You know, there's a thing going around on Facebook here, and there's several things that come to mind. One of them is the fact that, you know, the queer flag went up, painted the sidewalk, lit the building up, the White House up, and all this stuff within a couple of hours after this bill was passed here the other day, after this Supreme Court decision. And it took them 5 days to bring the flag down to half-mast when we had 5 service members killed by a terrorist. Yeah, he was a terrorist. Of course he was a terrorist. On United States soil. Now, is it just me, or is that as about as retarded as you can get? I cannot even fathom how Americans are continuing to put up with this. It is astounding to me that we're putting up with this the way we do. The only reason the flags went to half-mast to start with, because Obama caught so much hell from everybody in the country about not doing it. And so reluctantly, I think, thank you, Firewall, I appreciate that. So I think we... lost my train of thought there. But what it boils down to, again, is the fact that these people have no means to protect themselves. Now, it's funny to me that we have people that are entrusted with weapons of mass destruction and grenades and machine guns and fighter jets and tanks and all this kind of stuff. And true enough, they are out in a controlled environment. And, you know, I kind of get that. But some of these same people have concealed carry permits for the state that they're stationed in and can't carry their gun on post. And that kind of doesn't make any sense to me. Now, another thing that doesn't make sense is all these people out there say, oh, these are trained combat veterans. No, they're trained combat veterans. Yes, they are. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are suited for carrying concealed weapons in public. Of course, we get down to the whole constitutional carry thing and all that. But as I've said a number of times, we have created a society here that is no longer safe with firearms without training. If we had not neutered everybody from carrying guns for so many years, if people weren't so deathly afraid of them, if people weren't didn't see it as a plague or something that you can't get around, we probably wouldn't be as dangerous as we are today. But a lot of these people, and especially a lot of these soldiers, are picking up a gun for the first time in their life when they join the military. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, when they get through basic training that automatically makes them qualified to carry a weapon in, or a handgun in on post. However, we still need to look at the constitutional carry thing. Now, training, and now if on post, I would say that since they not allowing it at all right now, I would make training mandatory for people if they wanted to carry on post. There would have to be a be that as it may, right now I know the strict constitutionalists are going to holler at me, but in that environment, you know, they go through training to carry their other weapons out there. So for those that are not trained with a handgun, I think that they should have some degree of training before they are allowed to carry on post. But anyway, now what this has all brought on is a whole bunch of very well-meaning, awesome patriots out there. What is going on with this phone? Jesus, blowing up. I put some stuff on Facebook a few times today, and geez, oh Pete, there is so much stuff going on. Oh, I see what it is. Stand by a minute. All right, I got it. So all these well-meaning patriots here have gone out and they said, well, we're going to go out and protect the protectors. So we're going to go out and stand guard for the recruiters and all. And that's, you know, it was good intention and it made sense. But it's kind of, I think we're pushing it a little too hard. You know, sometimes you have to stand back and think a little bit before you go and do some of this stuff. And this is one of them. What I've seen here today is a whole bunch of people going out and standing with their ARs and their AKs and stuff and their tactical gear with these stupid looking grin on their face so they could get their picture took to put it on Facebook. That annoys the hell out of me. Our group were going to do this. And we stood back and I told everybody just stand by and let's see where this goes. And sure enough, it went just pretty much the way I thought it was going to. They have put out the different services, and I think this comes down, I don't know if it's from DOD directly or from the individual services, but either way, we've got letters that say, I'm going to go and fetch these letters right now and show you some of this stuff that has come up. And what I see the possibility coming here is, well, let me read these letters to you first, and let's go there. There's several things that have happened here. So let's see. Why am I looking in the wrong place? Man. Okay. Well, let me see here if I can figure this out. These smartphones are smarter than me. Maybe it's right there. I guess if worse comes to worse, you can always go find them on Facebook, where I put them all to start with. The first one that came out was a letter from the Army. And initially, there were several news outlets out there saying, oh, yeah, this is a great thing. You know, the Patriots are going out and trying to protect the recruiters and all that. And then it started degrading. It started going down after that. Let me read the one from the Marines first here. This was from the commandant or the commanding general or whatever he is of the Marines. Dated yesterday. Let me bring this up and make it a little bigger here where I can see it. From Commanding General, Marine Corps Recruiting Command, subject, guidance on armed citizens at recruiting offices following Chattanooga incident. Purpose of this letter is to provide guidance regarding the presence of armed citizens in the vicinity of Marine Corps recruiting offices and facilities. In the aftermath of the Chattanooga incident, several recruiting stations, as well as the other services, are reporting that armed citizens are standing outside recruiting stations in an attempt to safeguard local recruiters. These citizens' presence, while well-intentioned, will be counterproductive to our recruiting operations. Really. The following guidance applies when armed citizens are in the vicinity of Marine Corps offices. First thing you do is immediately notify local law enforcement of armed citizen presence, including local law enforcement, and inform local law enforcement that Marine Corps did not request, nor do we support, armed citizens being in proximity of our facilities. At the lowest level possible, contact the responsible U.S. Army Corps of Engineers representatives so that they can notify the people that own the property here, the lessor of the armed citizen presence on their property. Do not engage with armed citizens unless absolutely necessary. If unavoidable, inform the armed citizen that we appreciate their intent, but their presence is unnecessary and disruptive to recruiting operations. Do not allow armed citizen to enter any recruiting facility. Do not handle armed citizens' weapons under any circumstances. Put the reference, per the reference, submit a suspicious threatening activity report via the appropriate chain of command to report the presence of armed citizens. Now, the Army letter was very similar to that. And let's see, I've got other stuff going on here. Golly. Let's see here if I can find my Army one. The Navy put out one. I should have had all these up and ready. I just told you how. Here's what the Army says. I don't have to read all these letters. I'm just going to say that this is the reason that we decided to stand down for the time being to see what was happening. And there was some great strides made up in Washington to take care of a recruiting office up there. However, the same thing happened. We had some people in Utah that were doing it. The same thing happened there. And this is exactly what I said was going to happen, and it did. The Army recruiter said to treat armed citizens as a security threat. The Navy said, if you come to stand guard in front of our place, we won't be there. They said, what we're going to do is try to go find, you know, people to visit, go to schools, go do other things, be out of the office when the citizens are there. Now, the problem with this is that if these armed citizens, the militia members, patriots, whatever you want to call them, if they start this, and this is the problem, and I don't know how well thought out this was, But if you start it, you can't stop. You have to continue. How bad would that look? To say, okay, well, we've got out and we've stood around with stupid-looking grins on our face with all of our tactical gear here looking all awesome and tactical and stupid. And we got all over Facebook just as much as we could. So, okay, and I guess we'll go home now. I guess they're probably going to be all right from here on out. And then something happens. You're not going to be able to quit. It's like Bob Wright asked me one time. We were talking about the militia. And, you know, we're getting older. We're getting tired. We've been doing this stuff a long time. And Bob asked me, he said, how do you quit? You know, there, you don't quit. You don't just, when you've been in this as long as we have, you don't just walk away. You don't just say, okay, well, y'all got it now. I've got y'all on the right track. So, you know, send me an email once in a while. Let me know what's going on. And, you know, have a good one. Go out and be all tactical and get on Facebook, and that ought to be good enough. That ought to keep the enemy trembling in their boots. So what we were going to do is we were going just with handguns. Of course, long guns would be in the vehicles, and I had planned to just go and park over there somewhere where I could see what was going on, and. And we put that off, and I'm glad we did now. And then there was another guy that we had talked about on Facebook had said, and I understand his point. I mean, I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm just saying that he's probably, you know, need to think it out a little bit. But let me check and see here what is going on. What Tampico Scouts got here. I understand what he was saying. He said, you know, what's going to happen is these guys are going to get taken out first immediately, and the best they can hope for is that the recruiters can, it'll buy them a little bit of time for them to hit the deck or get out the back door or do whatever. And I very much disagree with that. I agree in some regards, because there are a lot of wannabe Facebook warriors out there. Actually, they are Facebook warriors. They're wannabe militia members who will go around and stand out there with this big silly grin on their face so they could get their picture taken and not be paying attention to what they're doing. The idea, if you're going to be effective in this, is you're going to have to keep your eye on the ball 100% of the time. You're not going to be able to blink. This stuff happens fast, and these people are not playing, folks. They're not out there to get their picture on Facebook. They're out there to kill you and to kill the recruiter, burn stuff down, break things, and all that kind of stuff. They're not out there to be on Facebook. So when you're on this on a detail like this, what you're going to have to do is be watching every moment. Do I think that the bad guys, ISIS will say, or, you know, terrorists, whoever it may be, will knock out our protectors, our patriots, first rattle out of the box? Some of them, yes. Because some of them are going to stand around out there just so they can get their picture took and you know, stand around smoking and joking and just be there. If you're not, you don't just be there. If you're not there ready to fight, ready to kill people, ready to kill to keep from being killed or to keep somebody else from being killed, willing to take a bullet for the people that you're protecting, then you need to take your stupid ass home and stay out of it is what you need to do. You're probably just making things worse. These goings on here for the last couple of days have just been amazing to me. We have seen things that we've seen good intentioned people, but some of these actions were not well thought out. Now, I said some because I know there's some other places that were were very well thought out and had some of the local law enforcement on board with it and everything else. Here is U.S. Army recruiter policy here, armed citizen at recruiting stations. How much different is this than the Marines? Received reports that two brigade, not sure what ATO is. I don't remember if I ever knew that when I was in the Army. Social media and TV coverage that law-abiding armed citizens are standing outside of our recruiting centers in an attempt to safeguard our recruiters. Recruiters will not acknowledge the presence. Now, this is what they told me on the phone. I talked to the recruiters yesterday morning. And told them what we had intended to do, and they said, you know, here's the deal. We appreciate what you're doing. I'd love for you to be here, but here's what has to happen. We're not allowed to have any interaction with you whatsoever. And we have to let law enforcement know that you're here. And what he said made good sense. If you think about this, he said, you know, people could use this as an excuse. You know, the terrorists could come up and say, hey, we're going to stand out here in front of your door with our AR-15s cocked and locked and loaded here and watch for bad guys. And then they wait till they get an office full of people and just step in the door and hose them down. Okay, that's a legitimate concern. I think that was a very legitimate concern. But if we have IDs, background check, concealed carry permits, driver's license, we've got all this stuff to go along, especially when some of us are so well known with local law enforcement anyway, that should take some of those fears away. Now, I can see in larger areas where these guys just pop in with all their silly looking ninja warrior stuff on, saying, okay, dude, we're here to protect you. Yeah, but let me get my picture on Facebook first, and then I'll be right there. And I can see how that could be disconcerting for sure. So the recruiter, this letter here from United States Army recruiting deal here says, if questioned by these alleged concerned citizens, oh, stuff it, pal. Beep alleged concerned citizens, really? Be polite, professional, and terminate the conversation immediately and report the incident to local law enforcement and complete these forms. Do not automatically assume these concerned citizens are there to help. Immediately report, there's a form number here, this suspicious behavior report. Immediately report any civilians loitering near the station to local police if the recruiter feels threatened. Ensure your recruiters clearly articulate to local police, the civilian may be armed and in possession of a concealed carry permit. So what? Here in Arizona, we may not be in possession of a concealed carry permit because we don't have to here in the free state of Arizona. Ensure recruiters include any information provided by local police on their suspicious incident report, reporting the incident. Ensure all station commanders implement FPCON Charlie 6 lock and secure entry points addressed in previous email. I'm sure the citizens mean well, but we cannot assume this in every case, and we do not want to advocate this behavior. The timely and accurate, okay. Well, there's the official letter for you. Let me see here. And I think, let me go in here real quick. As a matter of fact, I think, because of the nature of what we're talking about, I think what I'd like to do here, since I've been looking at other stuff, I'm going to go catch up real quick with my chat room and get things organized here just a little bit. So I think what I'm going to do is play you a little song here, because that's what I want to do until, let's see, how about this one? Great, where did it go now? I was not prepared. There we go. All right. We're going to play this song, and I'll be back here in about 4 minutes. And I'll be back here in about 4 minutes.
some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Experts say it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out of looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
That kind of helped me get my poop in a group here for a little bit. We're probably going to run a little bit long tonight. We've got some other things to talk about. I believe it was Yakima Glock up here somewhere. He said, said, aren't recruiters being killed counterproductive to recruiting efforts? Yeah, good point. I think that's a very good point. Yeah, that's counterproductive. I've got a letter here from... I'm not going to say who it is or exactly where it's from because it might not be a good thing. But this is a partial letter, an excerpt from a letter here from, it looks like, I'm not sure if it's from an assistant attorney general or to the assistant attorney general. But anyway, this letter in part says, self-proclaimed patriots, seriously? These are a couple of wingnut jackasses. Bring more guns to the situation. Brilliant solution. What makes them patriots? Their guns? You're giving them precisely what they wanted, publicity. These are no different than the rest of the clowns who also called themselves patriots, who were running around playing army in the desert claiming to protect our borders. Thankfully, that news cycle passed and they've all gone home. More armed nitwits only aggravate the situation. They don't want or need you there. Well, there you have it. That's what they think of us, sir. You know, it always bothers me that, you know, we have a good many of us have as much or more training than quite a few of these these everything from law enforcement, some of the military, certainly a lot of the lawyers and judges and cops and all this stuff. We've got as much or more training than many of those people. And what they never stop to think that the same people that trained them trained us. We're not incompetent. We didn't automatically. There's two things did not happen when I got out of the Army. I did not, my mind was not erased. I didn't forget everything that I learned, and I didn't untake my oath. My oath is as good now as it was in September 1982. And I still remember, not only do I remember most of what I was taught during that time, you know, believe it or not, I have learned a hell of a lot since then. And I can't see why these people automatically assume that we have become buffoons not to be trusted with guns just because we are no longer in the service. Or that we are not wearing a badge or their uniform. Our uniform, may they make fun of and say that we're just idiots running around out in the desert playing Army, even though it may be the exact same uniform that some of them are wearing. Just has a different patch on it that says where we're from. So this whole deal has become a circus, is what it is. It's become a circus. And I'm very, very disappointed in some of these patriots and some of these militia folks that have got out there and made nothing but a spectacle of themselves so they could get their picture on Facebook. I cannot believe some of the pictures that I've seen on Facebook today. Just astounding. But let me go here. Wait just a second. That's not what I was looking for. We already talked about this. I think it was Arkansas and Oklahoma governors have issued executive orders saying that their National Guard would be, and that's okay. I'm all right with that. Yeah, if you can activate the National Guard and tell them to go stand guard at the recruit, okay, that's a great idea. That's what I was telling you. As patriots, if we start this, we can't stop. How bad is it going to look for us if we start this, do it for 2 or 3 weeks or a month or one time, you know, we go over there and just happen to make a presence every once in a while and then quit? We can't. The only thing that would cause us to quit is either they allow the recruiters to be armed or they get armed security for them in the form of the National Guard. That would be okay. I have no problem with that. But in the absence of that, if we ever got started, we'd have to keep going. So, there you have it. Let me go over here and find my other cotton-picking deal here. Oh, this was awesome. And what a great solution to the problem this was. I can't believe the thought and the planning that went into the solution that the Pentagon came up with here. And what it did, they said, this big dumb looking general here says, and this is serious business. This is real McCoy. This is the chief of staff here said, the Army Chief of Staff, said he has no plans to arm recruiters or... Oh, stop it. Man, this thing's going crazy here. Either that or they're getting ticked off at me because I'm saying all this. But you know what? There's a lot of people saying... There's a whole lot of people out there saying this. A whole lot of very, very ticked off Americans right now as a result of what's going on here. Give me just a second. Let me get this thing back going here.
Come on. This thing's got a mind of its own. Anyway, until we get there, I can just paraphrase here what I remember from reading the story. And they said, don't wear your uniforms to work. Now, let's analyze that just a little bit. Let's step back here and look at this objectively. Don't wear your uniforms to work. So what happened here the other day was the guy drove by and hosed the place down from a car. So not having your uniform would have been a perfect solution to that. And so if you don't wear your uniform and they walk in, I'm gonna be the terrorist friend here for a minute. I'm gonna tell you a little secret about recruiting offices. And that is that uniform or no uniform, the recruiters are usually the guys sitting behind the desk. So you might take that little bit of tidbit of information there, and do with it what you will. Don't shoot. I'll shut the blinds. That's what they said. Don't wear a uniform and pull the blinds down. Well, alrighty then. That there you go. There you have it. See all these patriots, all these militia guys. What are they going to do? They're going to go and pretend to provide security when all you had to do was pull the blinds down and don't wear your uniforms. And look at all the time and resources that we've wasted trying to get people on site here when all they had to do was pull the blinds down. That was an awesome solution to that. Okay, let me see here. There was something else. Let me go and check here before we get into another subject here. Oh, Frontier just sent me a survey to take. Yeah, I'll tell them exactly what I think about their service here. Here we go. Yeah, a lot of people. This is coming up here, this outage that we had, you know, the sheriff had been, he was getting calls constantly. I mean, they were just wearing him out with all this. And get back to what I was going to say earlier, and that is the fact that it's funny that a few shotgun BBs could take out that much of our communication simply by hitting an aerial line. If that line is that susceptible to damage, then I'm thinking maybe we ought to think about putting it underground. Maybe in a conduit somewhere or something. But the thing is, I'm kind of doubting that this damage happened. There's just too much coincidence here for my liking. And I'm usually not one to put on the tinfoil hat and go all bananas over silly stuff. But I ain't so sure. Just exactly what's going on here, man. All right. Now, here's another deal. Now, this is loosely related to what we're talking about. And you tell me if this doesn't tick you off or not. Effective yesterday, the new USCIS, the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services Policy Manual, clarifies the eligibility requirements for modifications to the Oath of Allegiance. This is the oath that the illegals are not taking when they come in here. Reciting the oath is part of the naturalization process. Candidates for citizenship normally declare, up until now, that they will bear arms on behalf of the United States and perform non-combatant services in the armed forces of the United States when required by law. Well, now a candidate may be eligible to exclude these two statements based on religious training and belief or a conscientious objection. The new guidance clarifies this, that a candidate, one, may be eligible for modifications based on religious training and belief or conscientious objection arising from a deeply held moral or ethical code. 2. Is not required to belong to a specific church or religion, follow a particular theology or belief, or have had religious training in order to qualify. Allow me to read that one more time for you. This is clarifying to a candidate here. This is number 2. Number 1, well, may be eligible. Well, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like what it says. I really don't like what 2 says. Is not required to belong to a specific church or religion, follow a particular theology or belief, or have had religious training in order to qualify. And 3, you may submit, but is not required to provide an attestation from a religious or other type of organization as well as other evidence to establish eligibility. You may submit that, but you're not required to. This guideline, this guidance updates volume 12 of the policy manual. To provide feedback on this guidance, please visit policy manual for comment no later than August 4th, 2015. That's like a week and a half from now or something like that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab this deal for the policy manual for comment, and I'm going to drop it in the chat room for you. Hey, Phoenix Percenter just dropped in there. Good to see you, buddy. I'm going to drop this link in the chat room for you. And, you know, take the time to go. I'm going to. Take the time to go in there and tell them what you think about this. We have had this system set up here for, if you're not willing to protect this country, what in the hell are you even doing here? Why are you even asking to be a citizen here if you're not willing to protect that flag, protect that Constitution, protect your fellow citizens? I mean, I'm all for doing things legally and coming through the gate, but this pretty much opens up. I didn't think our border could get any more open, but we just open it up even more. D. Schutz just put a deal in, and I saw this. I think, unless this is not the same one, but I saw this one a couple of days ago. The recruiter accidentally shot himself in the leg with his personal .45 caliber pistol while discussing the Tennessee shootings with one of his recruits. So why did this moron have his pistol out of the holster and discussing it with the recruit? He is committing a felony while this is happening, talking to a recruit. So if the recruiters are supposed to be the best of the best, I'm guessing this one kind of slipped through the cracks there somewhere or something. They said that he showed the sailor his unloaded gun, then reloaded it, and inadvertently discharged it as he was putting it back in his holster. That guy needs to take some training from Southwest Shooting Authority. That would stop that. No. Anyway. You know, they said they found a Glock 19, 9mm, out there that they think belongs to either one of the Marines or one of the sailors, and they apparently returned fire on this terrorist. Okay, here's the problem with that. Get off me. Here's the problem. Is that the sailor, soldier, marine, airman, whatever you are, doesn't make any difference. You're still committing a felony. And like I said the other day, this law has been in effect since sometime prior to 1969. I know it was effective in 1982 when I was in. There is no legal way for you to carry on these federal facilities unless you are specifically given that permit. Now, your law enforcement and MPs, SPs, and whatnot can under certain conditions, but not all the time. So, and this is why I said earlier, and it's why I said I know the strict constitutionalists are going to get on me, but we have created this problem. It's not going to go away by just saying, okay, well, y'all, everybody go grab a gun and let's take care of this. It's not, the problem is not going to be resolved simply by giving them guns, giving anybody guns. When you're, and this recruiter has just proved, now, does that mean all recruiters were doing it? Of course not. There's some of them out there that have had advanced training in the military. They may have been ex-special forces. They may have been an NRA recruiter or NRA instructor or something before they joined the Army. Sure, there's a lot of them that are probably competent and stuff. But I still think that it's, we would see more of that same thing if we just say, okay, here you go. All right. Let's, I don't know many, I know there's a long lag, and I don't know what causes that. I don't know, sometimes it's as much as 2 or 3 minutes, which makes it difficult on the chat, because somebody will correct me or think they're correcting me or do something like that, and, 3 minutes later. So sometimes it's kind of aggravating, and I don't know how to fix that. Maybe we can get our technical guru to tinker on there to see if we can figure out if there's any way to resolve that. But anyway, otherwise we just have to live with it. I guess it's better than a pre-record. All right, let's go here. That's what's going on with your local U.S. Citizen and Immigration Service there. Let me check and make sure we're still recording. Hopefully, I'm hoping that recording is going to be good. I'm going to hate to miss that. Anyway, DeTinker's awake, so he'll probably salvage it for me if I don't get it. I'm just going to hit a couple of headlines here, and then we're going to get out of here. This is, and forgive me if I didn't check this one out completely to see if it was true, but apparently there was some Soviet bombers that flew within 40 miles of the East Coast here in the last day or so, which doesn't sound like a good thing. And I don't know if this is a satire site. Let me see here. It's coming up right now. Freebeacon.com. It says, Tu-95 bear bombers intercepted off Mendocino on the day Putin calls Obama. This story is brand new today. Two Russian nuclear bombers flew within 40 miles of the California coast, and one of the pilots relayed a veiled threat during the 4th of July aerial incident. Good morning, American pilots. We are here to greet you on your 4th of July Independence Day. So, I haven't researched this. I don't know if it's 100% on the level or not. But there's a couple of deals here where there was there's several blacks out there that are defending the battle flag, the Confederate battle flag. And one of them, we've got opposite sides of the same coin here. One of them is a black Confederate flag supporter. He was he participated in some of these Civil War reenactments and all this kind of stuff, and apparently understood what everything was about here and didn't have a problem with it. Well, some anti-flaggers had run him off the road and killed him. Well, I guess payback is a bear sometimes. So here's another black biker that was run over by a driver after snatching the Confederate flag off the truck. And I think that the biker probably was doesn't appear to even be related to the incident. He just wasn't paying attention after he grabbed the flag off the truck and run over this guy. So this stuff is this flag thing is getting so stupid. I just don't even I don't know. Every time I think that possibly we have gotten as dumb as we can get, here comes people like this and just proves me all kinds of wrong. And there's a we have an official statement here. I'm going to tell you about this official statement, and then I'm going to start easing towards the door over here. The official statement is, during the Senate Armed Forces, Armed Services Committee hearing, the Air Force nominee for Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva, stated that the Islamic State was currently no threat to the United States homeland. All righty then. There you go. There you have it. And I'm sure that he's going to go and tell the wives and children and parents of those five servicemen that were killed the other day that that ISIS is no threat to us. So with that little bit of trivia there for you, let me see what I've got flashing in the... And D, you may be right. You know, maybe this flag thing is a false flag. I mean, there's, I'm convinced, and this is one of the reasons I didn't want my guys out there. I delayed doing this because I feared that there would be, yeah, I know it was July 4th, D, but the story is today. It was 22nd. The reason I didn't want them out there because I was afraid of what's going to happen if we keep trying to jerk them around and do this anyway. What I'm afraid may happen is they're going to create, and I said this earlier in the show, that they're going to create a false flag of some type and blame it on the Patriots, blame it on the militia, blame it on the guys out there that are trying to protect people. Initially, it looked like a good idea because it gives it seemed to give the militia some credibility. And they say, okay, you know, maybe they're not all that bad. Maybe these guys are going out there to protect these people and do what's right. And maybe they're not that bad after all. Well, I think that I think the whole thing, I think we probably should have thought it out. It all sounded good to begin with, but I think we needed to think it out a little bit more thoroughly before we... But we did get our picture on Facebook. Yeah, how awesome is that? I am so proud of these tactical warriors out there going out and getting their... Their picture on Facebook. Oh, that was outstanding. Not. Okay. All right. I've been sarcastic and hateful as long as I can stand it. So I'm going to get on out of here. Amy should be with us tomorrow night. Amy's wore out. She's still at girls' camp. She's one of the counselors out there, and they're running her ragged. So hopefully she'll be on tomorrow night. She's way behind on her other job. So I'm going to go over and help her tomorrow, and I'm way behind. I've got a for those of you that remember the Glock dry practice kit that I've always had available. Well, they're available again. I just had a unit from Fort Bragg, ordered 40 of them, and I've got to get those done. I've got to get those out right away. I've got civilian orders stacking up here, and I've got to get all these caught up, and it's killing me. So once we get that done, I'm going to try to get over and help Amy with her job so that she'll be able to make sure and be in here tomorrow night. But as far as I know, it's barring anything unforeseen, she should be here. So be that as it may, thanks for joining me. And sorry we've been missing for the last 3 or 4 days because of circumstances beyond our control. But I think we've got it all fixed now, and I'll be back tomorrow. Good night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.